Some woke corporations are getting their comeuppance. Bud Light adopted a transgender spokesperson and was stung by conservatives boycotting the brand. The CEO issued a non-apology saying he never intended to divide people, then pivoted to a new Wrapped in the Flag ad campaign featuring the time-treasured Clydesdale horses. Bed Bath & Beyond removed MyPillow products from its shelves and is now scrambling to stave off bankruptcy. I stopped shopping there and I know others who have stopped, as well. I'm not sorry in the least. Disney lost $250 million on two animated films, Strange World and Lightyear, that promoted the gay agenda, just like the Disney executive said she was going to do. To add queerness, in her words, wherever she could. The problem is lots of people don't want the radical gay agenda in their living rooms infecting their kids. The SEC just allowed a shareholder resolution to go forward to investigate PayPal's systematic political and religious discrimination against conservatives. The group bringing the resolution argued companies offering financial services to the public cannot discriminate. Hershey started a campaign featuring a biological transgender male, a political activist, no less, to celebrate Women's History Month and was promptly boycotted. They called their campaign meaningful. More meaningful than their bottom line, apparently. You might recall another candy company, Mars, replaced its lesbian M&M, Spokescandies, back in January after consumers revolted. Nothing against transgenders and gay people. They're just pawns in the left's game. But why do I have to be confronted with the left's radical sexual agenda when I'm in the candy aisle? But that's the left for you. Not a single corner of life can be free from politicization. You will be assimilated. The left is literally shoving its agenda down your throat any way it can. The only question to them is whether you will take it in liquid or candy form. All this wokeitude blowing up in some companies' faces hasn't stopped others from trying. Walmart pushes diversity training on public schools in Arkansas. Walmart also started charging its customers 42 cents a shopping bag to fight so-called climate change. That's more than 8 times my local bag tax. American Express is pleased to announce its customers can now track their carbon footprint through their purchases. It's foreseeable the left will try to make this mandatory. Children's books are being scrubbed of words like black, white, and fat, and characters are being made gender-neutral. Burberry launched an ad campaign featuring a transgender with a double mastectomy embracing another woman. The Sims 4 video game for 12-year-olds allows gamers to take on double mastectomy scars, binders, and other transgender paraphernalia. The left is in your face and in your wallet. This is why the political right and anyone who doesn't want the left in their face 24/7 must keep fighting the culture rot the left is inducing. Here are some ways to help you do that. The 1792 Exchange is a new database where you can look up corporate bias ratings on 1,000 companies to see if they've gone woke. Consumers Research just introduced company woke alerts for your phone. Second Vote continues to soldier on, as it has for years, allowing consumers to align their purchases with their values. An important mission, in a world where the left turns even horses into hectoring nags. Visit the Daily Skirmish. Watch Eagle Headline News 7:30 a.m. Eastern Time weekdays, the 6 top stories in 1 minute.